Like when I'm 80 and I'm forgetting everything, I could just go back and listen. Like, I should have. Yeah. Why did I cry on that episode? I do that now.
It's true.
But happy anniversary.
Yay.
12 years.
That's awesome.
I don't know if we have a listener that's actually listened all 12 years. Well, Big Fatty.
Yeah.
It's probably listened all 12 years. I'm trying to think who else I know that would maybe Archer. That's a good question. We'd probably find out if we go to Pride 48, which we haven't decided yet.
No, so. That's still up in the air.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Like, I should have. Yeah. Why did I cry on that episode?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2692 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday the 22th. Big Fatty, it's a lot of twos. It is of May 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the state of the station and lots of voice letters. Hello, little shores. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going away. You know, y'all, Poodle's right. This is 2692 for two. I say Tuesday the 22th of May. Big Fatty is almost like a... It's maybe you'll have an appointment today at Tooth Hurdy. Big Fatty, you'd have to go to El Dentista. No, that's next two. I say choose. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all had the state of the station on Sunday night. Y'all, it was absolutely a disaster. Y'all, Big Fatty thought he was going to be all smart and everything. And y'all, I was going to register the BFO to be a part of the Big Fatty, we don't know. I tried to register and y'all, I fucked it up. Yes, me, Penny, no one's surprised there. But y'all, I just thought I'd read out the names of the little shows that have already registered. And if you don't hear some of your favorites, you can go give them hell. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we've got the Geeky Gay. We've got the Gay Wasteland. We've got the Voice of Turnips. Big Fatty, is that the Underpants? That's the Underpants show, y'all. We've got Sarah Talk. We've got the Chubs Gone Wild. The Swanna and Judd. And the Big Gay Sex Show Reunion. We have got the Ramble Arete. The Shy Life Little Show Podcast. Well, there's Chubbs Gone Wild again. Big Fatty, they want to be on twice. We've got Ding Da Bell. We've got an older gay guy, little show. We've got the Stinky Orangutans. Y'all, we've got the Little Aussie Battler. We have got Chaotic Thoughts. We have got Mikey Pod. We have got Without Smearing My Eyeliner. We've got the Cocktails and the Kerfuffles, and we've got Murder. And I have reached out to the Game Night gals and told them that I think they should do a reunion show. So y'all, if you didn't hear some of your favorite shows, we know some little shows have got conflicts that weekend, but y'all reach out to them anyway and get them to sign up and go over there and pin the tail on the Game Night gals. Hey, that's vulgar. Big Fatty, you know, your Northeast straight boyfriend would really like it if the Game Night gals came back. Maybe that could be a baby shower gift from the Game Night gals to Dan and Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend. That'd be a lovely idea. Yes, Big Fatty!
Yeah, ham it up, yeah, ham Minute with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, your Aussie Battler, and I've got a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question comes to us today from the future. Y'all, it is from none other than the little Aussie Battler. Scotty, what you got?
Okay, so I've just went to Hong Kong and I ate non-stop for 5 days, and I am now the fattest I have ever been in my life. 92 kilos. I don't know what that is in olden day measurements, but it's fat. So my question is, how on earth am I going to tell Kathy Bacon that I am so fat? And how on earth, question two, more importantly, is how am I going to climb Mount Rushmore when I'm so fat and unfit? Thank you, bye.
Dear, that's a yell. That, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie Battler. And first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. Not first of all, 92 kilos, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. I don't have any idea how much that is either. So, somebody will goggle that. Maybe somebody can goggle that and post it to the BFO over there. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody wants to know. But, Scotty, excellent question. And I think the best... the best way to conquer Mount Rushmore is to just get out there and do a rain dance. You're silly.
Oh, yes. Hello. I'm just returning a call. You had given me the recipe for the grits the other day, and I wanted to thank you. It was very delicious. The only thing is, I didn't understand, with the butter, that seemed to help a lot, and of course the salt and pepper. The sausage, I didn't really taste the difference after poking it. You had told me to add poked sausage, and I didn't taste any difference, but it was good nonetheless. So I wanted to thank you for the recipe. And also, I was thinking the other day, the missus and I, we got our baby registry all done. And I know you like to whore out your Amazon wish list, so I figured maybe I'd whore out our baby registry, you know, just in case. So if you want, last name, R-E-O-H-R, Dan and Shannon. And no set names for the little one yet, but, you know, thought I'd whore myself out. Great minds think alike. All right, sir. I hope all is well. Talk to you soon.
Love you. Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is my Northeast straight boyfriend. My number one Northeast straight boyfriend. Y'all, by the way, got a e-letter from Straight Bob after he heard that I opened his Crema card yesterday. And y'all, he said he's been in a funk. Big Fatty. And Straight Bob, there's no funking around. Big Fatty, unless you're around, and then he can be as funky as he wants. Well, okay. So Straight Bob, chat up, and no funk unless I'm around. And then we'll be Fatty, you've gotten vulgar. Glad that you enjoyed the recipes for the grits, and I don't understand why you didn't enjoy the poke sausage. Perhaps Big Fatty needs to give you some assistance in when it comes to poke sausage. Big Fatty, this is getting vulgar. No, not at all. Especially since the Mrs. is incitate. Yes, Big Fatty, incitate. And yo, anyway, I'll be happy to help you with poke sausage. Big Fatty, you're just getting yourself in trouble. Before we go to our next call, y'all, I got a, Dan, you told us about your baby registry, but is it just somewhere on the face of the earth that we find that, or is it a specific store that we go to, maybe you need to add that Game Night Gals, reunion show to your baby registry. Big Fatty, that would be lovely, y'all. But speaking of incitate, y'all got an e-letter from that Cafe Marshall, she said, you know, she's out there in the San Francisco, and she says, "Dear Big Fatty, I was so pleased to hear you use the word incitate last week in reference to Ms. Amy Kodak Coles's Coles and Kathleen version 2. I haven't heard anyone use that word since 1947. No, really. The only other time I've seen this word is in a letter dated July 22th, 1947. And y'all, she sent me a picture. She sent me a picture of the aforementioned letter, and it says, "I want to hear all about Joan and people." Imagine incitate at a time like this, as ever, John. And she says, "This is proof positive that I'm listening to the proof that that listening to the BFO builds your vocabulary almost as much as reading other people's mail." Big Fatty. And one more thing. I was taking my nipple walk, copyright Big Fatty, and I discovered that the adorable neighborhood children, fuck you, had drawn a chalk portrait of Poodle. Oh, Big Fatty, let me see. Oh, that's beautiful. She says, "Of course, it doesn't look at all like Poodle as you've described her, but it does look like Poodle as I continue to imagine her." Oh, Big Fatty, just to know that Kathy Marshall thinks of me as a dog is just lovely. What will the little scamps think of next? So creative, as long as they stay off my lawn, of course. I can't stand the thought of the little show going off the air. Who will use words like incitate? No one. Who will I write to in the middle of the night? No one. Well, probably I'll write to that Lotzel. Still makes me sad. We've all got to enjoy it while we can. Love. Kathy Marshall in San Francisco. Well, first of all, Kathy, thank you so much for that. And, you know, the thing is, Big Fatty uses the word incitate because y'all, getting back to the old gal, you know, she loves the I Love Lucy, and there was an episode of the I Love Lucy that was called Lucy is Incitate, and that's how I know to use that word. Big Fatty, that is just lovely, and it sounds to me like after Scotty's been to Hong Kong that he people may walk up to him and say, excuse me, Scotty, are you in Satip B? Fatty, that was awful. I should not have said that.
That's it, they're married.
Cheers and encouragement from outside of the little ward of the
Meghan Markle trying not to laugh then as she was singing God Save the Queen to her new grandma!
The bridegroom.
Ah, what a beautiful wedding. Even though the Americans have been brought into the royal family.
Through the choir,
dozens of kings are rolling in their graves.
In the horseshoe place.
Yeah, big fatty, did he hear me say that? I don't know if he did or not, but he was busy watching the royal wedding. Yo, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler, calling back with a report on, you know, I guess he should have been our correspondent for the royal wedding. But, Scotty, thank you so much for that little musical interlude. I know that you were... curtsying during the God Save the Queen as a good subject will do, and anyway, thank you so much for the call, and I'm glad you shared that little bit of history with us. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, one of the things that we talked about on the State of the Station on Sunday night is, y'all, they're warning folks to create bumpers to advertise the big live from home weekend for Pride 48, the 22th through the 24th. And being Fatty, I think we have a connection with someone who does bumpers. Could be, but you know, I don't. You know, it's a strain on the creative process sometimes if you go back to the well too often. But you know, if you have created a bumper in the past and might want to create another one, Big Fatty, as long as it's totally original, never used before, then I'm sure Adam Burns would, old Crooked Hat would love to get that. Yes, we've been, y'all, on Saturday night, on that Stick It With a Poke, you noticed Stick It With a Poke, wasn't on that list, y'all. I've sent a scathing note, to Gavin, telling him to get off his ass. Y'all, we couldn't decide, when Brian and Danbury and Brian and Boston's celebrations of exiting the birth canal are this week. But y'all, I'm gonna announce them on the days that I think are correct, and I'll either be correct or I'll have an egg on my face. Big Fatty, scrambled, please. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, y'all. Tomorrow, I'll be able to give you my opinion about who won the dancing. And y'all, I, like I said, if it's not Adam Nippon, y'all, I'm going to be mad as a snake. Mad as a snake. Y'all, speaking of mad as a snake, y'all, you know, Big Ricky and Adam from over there, the Stinky Orangutans, they keep saying they're not coming to Pride 48 down there in the New Orleans. And Ricky, I just don't believe you. What you got to say for yourself?
Why did I cry on that episode?
Oh, Big Fatty, he cried because you're wise to his shenanigans, yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.